WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Former Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg is once again seeking elected office, and this time she's running for the Marathon County Board in District 1. Rosenberg left Wausau's mayorship in 2024.
There are moments where you are offered an opportunity to reflect, and I was offered that opportunity, so I did.
Since leaving office, Rosenberg has taken on an appointment as the inaugural director of the Office of Environmental Justice, which she says has allowed her to focus on issues that matter most to her. But she says public service continued to pull her back in. Earlier this year, she secured a seat on the Wausau Police and Fire Commission.
I thought, you know, why not? I'm not somebody who's afraid of putting myself out there.
That pull towards service, Rosenberg says, is lifelong.
I unfortunately grew up in a very engaged family, from my grandparents to my dad to everyone. So it's one of those things that kind of comes naturally.
Prior to being elected mayor, Rosenberg served on the county board from 2016 to 2020. Her decision to run for county board again stems from the recent budget process, after hearing discussions about selling the county nursing home and scaling back health services. She wanted to make her voice heard to her representative on the board.
That was the moment where I was like, we can't do this. Like, I need to make sure my person knows that I don't stand for this, and like, I don't think our whole district does.
Rosenberg says county government is often overlooked, even though it affects daily life. As she works to return to the county board, Rosenberg says her focus is on results.
I think it has to be about, what are you doing for this community? How can you help solve these critical issues that are facing us? And that's not really the sexy part, but that's the part that matters the most.
State officials are asking for more funding to cover gaps in SNAP. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed into law last summer, states will need to pay a higher share of administrative costs for SNAP programs beginning in October. Wisconsin's share of those costs will increase from 50% to 75%. DHS Secretary Kirsten Johnson says the agency is requesting nearly $70 million in new state funding. Without that money, she warned the agency could see more errors in the administration of the program. Under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, states with higher error rates are required to pay for a larger portion of SNAP benefits. Wisconsin's food share program continues to have one of the lowest error rates in the nation.
A Republican candidate for governor has been endorsed by Donald Trump. Tom Tiffany, a current U.S. representative of Wisconsin, received the endorsement on social media Tuesday night. The endorsement from Trump says Tiffany has, quote, always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his campaign for the top state seat in Wausau in September. Tiffany currently represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany said in September that he'll serve out his term, which ends next January, so his seat is up for grabs. Republican candidates include Paul Wasgren, Michael Alfonso, and Jesse Eben. Democrats bidding for the seat include Fred Clark and Chris Armstrong. The Marathon County Board approved a revised resolution that advocates for giving local municipalities control over energy projects. The resolution asks the Wisconsin Counties Association to lobby in support of granting local governments control over large wind and solar projects. The resolution passed on Tuesday, 27-7, after a debate on how counties should balance local land use authority with Wisconsin's statewide energy needs. The revised resolution is designed to outlast individual legislative proposals while placing focus on county concerns, according to Vice Chair Chris Dickinson. The new language asks the county's association to either adopt the resolution at its annual meeting in September or consider it sooner. It also asks the association to share it with other local governments, state legislators, and the governor. Enrollment in the Wausau School District is on the decline. The Wausau School Board's Education Operations Committee met Monday to hear a demographics report. According to the report, the district's total enrollment stands at 7,586 students, down 136 from last year, a decline of just under 2%. Superintendent Cale Bushman says the change could be explained by the recent elementary school consolidation. It could also be due to open enrollment, with the number of students open enrolling out of the district at just over 3%. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is reminding residents to be on the lookout for tax scams with the filing season coming up. The BBB is recommending residents file their taxes early to avoid scams, work with trustworthy tax professionals, and contact the IRS directly if they have concerns. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College hoops, the Badgers had only scored 17 points at halftime. Minnesota looked like they finally were on their way to getting a win at Wisconsin. The Badgers came roaring back in the second half, beat the Gophers 67-63. Wisconsin's Nick Boyd on what was the key in the second best comeback in Badgers basketball history.
Down in that situation, down 18 at half, we just like, man, when we come out, we just got to communicate and just bring energy any way we could. So being physical, I think, really changed the second half.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Wizards tonight in the nation's capital. The NBA trade deadline now a week away. And ESPN's Sham Sharania says more rumors about trading Giannis.
The Bucks have indicated to rival teams that they would want as a price point a young blue chip talent in all of this.
NFL, the Packers have a new linebacker coach. It's the Bills defensive coordinator, Bobby Babish. The Dolphins' Jeff Hafley has now hired three of his assistants in Green Bay to join him in Miami. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 7 above this afternoon, and it won't be that windy, but it will be enough to keep that wind chill factor hovering around or a little below zero here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 5 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.